Governor, some news. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in Washington. The President Biden over the weekend was, and last week, I mean, a few weeks ago, Speaker Pelosi was going to have a vote on the infrastructure bill, and they call it reconciliation, a big spending package, whether it was going to be $2 trillion on top of the $1 trillion. Bernie Sanders and the socialist left, they want $3.5 trillion on top of the $1 trillion infrastructure. But we've had Senator Hassan on the show recently, and I asked her where she was at on that bigger spending package, and would she be open to something less. She said yes, but waiting to see. But Joe Biden, the president, coming out of the, you know, going to the weekend, says he has 48 votes without Senator Manchin, the moderate, and Sinema, the senator from Arizona. Does that mean that Senators Hassan and Shaheen have already told the administration that they have a yes vote there?
Well, of course it does, right? I mean, you know, and the fact that you have our two senators, Hassan and Shaheen, that are telling Washington and the administration and Chuck Schumer where their vote is, but they won't even come to New Hampshire, come back home and tell their constituents where it is. Of course, if they were given that $3.5 trillion bill, they would vote for it. And they've told the president that. I don't think the president's lying. They try to play coy and they try to avoid it. But this bill's a disaster. It is a big government, big program, not like a couple hundred billion dollars here, which would be a big in itself. We're talking $3.5 trillion. And the question just has to be put to them. If that bill were before you, would you vote for it? They've had months to look at it. They know exactly what's in it. They know where their vote is. The fact that they are trying to be coy and not tell the citizens, they'll tell Joe Biden and the administration that they're for it. It just speaks to a real, not a broken system, but individuals that, not putting New Hampshire first. You just got to be honest and transparent. And let the chips fall where they may. If you got to vote for the bill, vote for the bill. I think it's a terrible idea. But at least that way the citizens can have the discussion about why they would vote for the bill, what they see in it is good for New Hampshire, and be able to talk about some of the downsides as well. But they're not even allowing that open discussion to happen, which is very frustrating.
What about
ultimately, a lot of this stuff would fall on the governor, right? I have to manage these things that the federal government, you know, brings in here. And we have to know where we are in the process.
What about the litany of taxes and tax increases that will go with the $3.5 trillion from capital gains, inherited, small business taxes? You can't tell me that small independent business owners are not going to be whacked.
Oh, they're proposing the IRS coming into your bank accounts for every $600 transaction, which is virtually every American family in the country. They want to see force banks to report every $600 transaction so, again, they can make sure that you're paying enough of your tax. It's effectively big government oversight into your privacy, your personal information. The idea that the wealthy are going to pay for this is a joke. Every American pays for this, and not just every American today, but we're talking about our kids and our grandkids. You know, I want, when my kids go get a job and they're going to make whatever it is, $50,000 a year, $25 an hour, I don't know. I want to make sure that that's their money, and they're not paying for stuff, bad ideas that this administration put forward and that our delegation right now supports. So I think the most frustrating part is, I think you really alluded to, is the fact that they're trying to be coy. They've told Washington one thing. They won't tell the people of New Hampshire and be upfront and honest about where they stand. They're elected officials. They're leaders. They need to act like it.
Right. Again, I think the president, his quote was, he has 48 votes without Manchin of West Virginia and Sinema of Arizona. So that means, I would assume, he's counting Senators Hassan and Shaheen is a yes.
Of course he is. And the president isn't lying about that. Of course they are. They would vote for that $3.5 trillion put on their desk. That's a fact. The fact that they won't own up to it and the president is effectively answering the question for them, that should be embarrassing. They're leaders. They're elected leaders and have been elected repeatedly. So, I mean, there's an expectation about being transparent and honest about where you stand on issues.
Well, you know, one thing, I have another subject I want to ask you, Governor Kristen Noonan, live, Good Morning New Hampshire, real quickly. But some would say, there you go again, going after the delegation in Washington, even though those are things you're going to have to deal with, even if you're a governor or the next governor. But again, going after the delegation and Senator Hassan, that just raises some of those out there that are looking at, are you going to run for Senate or not?
Look, the majority of people in the state don't think Senator Hassan should be reelected. So you can say there Sununu goes again. But the entire, I'm speaking on behalf of all these Granite Staters who are frustrated with a delegation who spends all their time in D.C., tells Washington and the Biden administration what they're thinking on a bill, won't come back to this state, won't answer the questions honestly, as much as the press tries to force them. I mean, Jack, I answer more questions about federal bills in my press conferences than the federal delegation does, right? I'm always asked about this stuff, and I'm always upfront about it. This $3.5 trillion is a bad idea. America knows this is a bad idea. This is a lot of socialist big government problems. And the fact that our own delegation won't answer, that's not a Chris Sununu issue. That's a Granite Stater issue. All of us. I'm speaking on behalf of all of us that are frustrated with the lack of transparency from this delegation.
Let me ask you, the Senator Hassan has been on the show. You know, I've asked for this, but you don't hear the delegation talk about the border crisis, the southwest border. And I think she's on the Homeland Security, which oversees as a member of the Senate's Homeland Security Committee. But there's a report, I think New Hampshire Journal's talking about, the Border Patrol may be considering sending some of the migrants who've been trying to come across the Texas border from Mexico into what they call the Swanton sector, which includes all Vermont, part of New York, and Coos, Grafton, and Carroll counties in New Hampshire. Have you heard anything about this?
I haven't heard directly. There are groups in this state that can contract and have the right to contract and ability with, directly with the federal government. So it doesn't really pass through the state per se. Now, we do get a report about how many individuals, whether they're political refugees from around the world or even folks from the southern border. We get reports periodically about, you know, how many have been here, either placed temporarily or whatnot. The number hasn't really moved from traditional previous years. We haven't seen a significant movement there. So we haven't seen anything like that yet. But the southern border crisis affects every day. There are drugs coming across. There's human trafficking issues. It's not a couple hundred people or a couple. It's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of individuals that are just coming, you know, through this open gate. And you know, coming with problems. They're coming with the drugs and the trafficking. Those are real humanitarian issues. Again, delegation doesn't even want to look at it. Doesn't want to talk about it. Don't look over here. You know, let's not talk about the removal of our troops and American citizens out of Afghanistan. Let's brush right past that.
Right.
Let's not talk about what's happening at the southern border. Let's not tell everybody where we stand on $3.5 trillion and let the president tell our citizens for us. It's bad leadership. It's just a lack of responsibility. It's okay to tell people where you are on issues, and then you allow the people to be part of that debate and discussion. That's a healthy, good thing. That ensures that the system is working properly. This delegation doesn't seem to think like that. They just want to worry about the politics of 2022.
Speaking of 2022 on this delegation, Senator Hassan is running for re-election. Some of her paid messaging is already up on the broadcast on radio here and TV. Representatives Custer and Pappas, they're running again. Senator Shaheen is not. Do you think any of the Democrat members of our delegation will be touting Joe Biden directly in any paid messaging or commercials on the job he's doing or the accomplishments thus far of the Biden administration? Will they be running on any coattails Joe Biden may have?
Well, I already see commercials with Senator Hassan and Joe Biden together in arm in arm. Obviously, the president is not doing well. The people of the state don't think he's doing very well here. You know, I go back to Senator Hassan again, who said she's all about getting dark money out of politics. But see, what you just said, millions of dollars are being spent with these dark money organizations on her behalf. Well, she's benefiting from it. She's encouraging it. She's part of the system that she claims to be against, right? These multi-million dollar dark money is coming in. Nobody knows where the dollars are coming from. I think, you know, the couple individuals, I think former Senator John Morgan is part of that. No one knows who's paying his bill, but it's all on Senator Hassan's behalf, but yet she claims to be against dark money. The hypocrisy is just, you don't have to go explain it very hard for the average citizen to say, enough is enough. We're tired of Washington, and if you want a change in Washington, you do it by changing the individual. And it's not just Chris Sununu that she could lose against a whole variety of Republican candidates, Jack, because she's that. People are that upset about her approach and lack of approach to working with people on a one-on-one basis here in this state. And the hypocrisy is just, it's almost comical at this point because every single week it's yet another, you know, do one thing, say another story out of our delegation.
Governor Chris Sununu on a Tuesday. I appreciate it. GMI Studios, thanks for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire.
You bet, brother.